Cares.
It's Monday's Hot Cares, and it's the story of Nicole Graham today.
Nicole's been blessed with a little bundle of joy called Mark. So, Nicole, tell us a little bit about what you've been going through. You mentioned that you welcomed a bundle of joy. Tell us about that experience.
Yes, I actually married a bit later in life. I got married at 38, and the reason for that was because I spent a lot of my time studying. And then Mark came along a month before.
I presume that's Mark 14. In the background.
Yeah.
That's the husband.
Yes. Yeah, he's my husband, my boyfriend, my main man. and then came along a month before I turned 40, which was amazing. And also he came through perfectly, no problems at all. Super healthy, sweetheart from heaven.
Absolutely, yeah. Right on cue. So tell us about, I understand that once Mark came in, a beautiful blessing, right on time, unfortunately you fell ill. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's crazy actually, because only 1 in 3,000 women gets this specific pregnancy-related cancer. I noticed it starting 7 months after Mark was born, when I was stopping the breastfeeding, and then there was just an abnormality on the one side, and I went through antibiotics thinking it was some kind of milk issue, whatever, yeah. And it stopped the pain, but not the mass. And then I went for a mammogram, and a biopsy confirmed that I had breast cancer, or I have breast cancer. And yeah, crazy thing. It was obviously shocking and devastating. I'm not strong enough to handle it, but with a baby and my precious baby that I waited for so long, it was hard for so long. It kind of was devastating because I need to look after Mark, and I don't want it to affect him in any way, you know.
So really, I mean, this is terrible. You're going for chemo, and you don't have much time to take care of Mark, and a creche is a big thing for you, and they're expensive, aren't they?
Correct. I actually have found a lovely little pre-primary school up the road here. But I've applied in all of that. It's just that I'm waiting for acceptance and also the money to be able to put him in properly, so that I can go through the treatment properly, feel tired and weak when I need to. And then also I would like to do some kind of online work to, you know, do whatever I can to keep afloat. The minute he's into a creche, I can actually do that, because at the moment he needs me 24/7, and I love it. It's a joy, but I do need to have additional support, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, Nicole, we phoned for a reason this morning, and when you wrote to Hot Cares, it really touched the hearts of the people in Hot Cares. You sent it along to us, and Hot 1027 and Hot Cares would like to help you out a little bit this morning. We'd like to cover Mark's creche fees for 6 months while you get your go to chemo and just, you know, do what you need to do to get better. So we'd like to help you there.
Okay, wow, that's amazing.
And just for you to know, Nicole, that we're incredibly proud of you. It's such a journey that's ahead of you. You're raising a beautiful little baby boy, and we hope that this certainly is going to lighten your load so that, as Simon says, you can focus on your healing, you can focus on making the money that you need to be able to continue to live your best life with your gorgeous, gorgeous, very jealous young man.
Wow, guys, I feel like I'm dreaming.
We're incredibly proud of you, Nicole, for going, you know, through what you're doing and bringing up this lovely boy. Okay.
Thank you. It means everything to me, and I just want the best for him. So thank you so, so much.
Nicole, just before we let you go, what are you qualified in, by the way?
I'm actually a qualified psychometrist.
A psychometrist?
Yes.
What is that?
It's a psychological tester.
Gee whiz, you'd have a field day with John Wallen.
In fact, the whole team.
Okay, so you're a... Okay, so if anyone out there is looking for a qualified psychometrist, Nicole, yes. Your lady.
Correct. I am needing to be re-registered with the Health Professions Council of South Africa. But I have all my qualifications, and I could even assist with report writing or something like that on the side until I get re-registered. And then I can do the actual psychological psychometric testing. The psychologist, usually that's what I do.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. You're right. Amazing.
Get better soon.
I feel like I'm dreaming.
Okay. Okay. Bye, Nicole.
Thank you, guys. Hot Cheers.